You're listening to SBS News.
UK Defence Secretary Ben Wallace has been speaking to a House of Commons Defence Committee about the withdrawal of British forces who were part of the wider NATO mission from Afghanistan. He says it wasn't a military defeat. NATO were there to enable a political resolution and a political campaign, and he believes that's what failed.
I don't think we were defeated. I think if we had chosen to stay as the force we had, or indeed if we wanted to continue, our resolve was found wanting, is what I would say, rather than defeated.
Mr. Wallace says NATO had previously made the decision to withdraw all troops from Afghanistan after the former US President Donald Trump struck an agreement with the Taliban in 2020. He says that was when the success of the mission to deliver political stability, or otherwise, was revealed.
The military were there to put in place the security environment in order to try and deliver that. When that was withdrawn, that's when you find out whether your political campaign has worked. And I think what we discovered is it didn't work. And so it was the Western resolve and the Western political narrative or political foundations they had laid failed. And I think that is there are lots of searching questions there for all of us.
More than 100,000 people were evacuated from the Afghan capital Kabul during the frenzied final days of a US airlift after President Joe Biden said American troops would leave. Thousands of Afghans remained, desperate to escape the uncertainty of Taliban rule. In the 3 months since the Taliban took Kabul, there's been a mass release of prisoners across Afghanistan. As a direct result of that, hundreds of female Afghan judges remain in hiding, fleeing from the men they sent to prison for violent crimes against women. In the past few weeks, there's been a successful evacuation of 26 female judges to Greece. Nabila, that's not her real name, was one of them. She was once one of the most influential women in Afghanistan, but she told the BBC she was forced to flee the country with her children under cover of darkness.
It was the worst moment of my life. When I looked at my kids whilst leaving our country, I was so hopeless. I wondered whether I would ever get them out of Afghanistan alive.
After weeks of living in fear, travelling in disguise at night and moving from one safe house to another, along with 25 other prominent Afghan women, Nabila and her young family were safely evacuated to Greece. They now live in small apartments across the city. Every day, the Greek authorities bring them cooked food to reheat. While waiting for the authorities to complete all her paperwork, Nabila spends her days reflecting on all the cases she fought and the women she defended in her 20-year-long legal career.
There were many rape cases, especially against women. There were murder cases where women had been heinously killed by their husbands.
Another of the exiled female judges is Nargis, who has been serving in a family court for the last 2 years.
There are two things which cause me the most pain. One is the family I left behind. The other is women like me who are working and girls who want to study. This bothers me the most. Now in Afghanistan, it will be impossible for women to progress whilst the Taliban are in power and to hold on to all they've achieved in the past 20 years.
Now, the United Nations is warning that the combined impact of drought, conflict, the COVID-19 pandemic and the economic crisis has left more than half of the country's population, nearly 23 million people, in acute hunger. Mary Ellen McGroty is the UN's World Food Programme Country Director in Afghanistan, based in Kabul.
Many, many innocent Afghans are at the risk of dying this winter alone. Tragically, these numbers confirm that not only is Afghanistan becoming the world's largest humanitarian crisis, but also these numbers encapsulate the pace and scale of the crisis so rapidly unfolding in recent weeks.
The UN says agriculture is the bedrock of Afghanistan's economy and that sustaining agriculture is the key to keeping the country's economy afloat. Alan Lee, SBS News.